This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. In this part of the program, we're hearing different responses to illegal immigration. And we start here in Washington, where the Senate holds a test vote today. It's on legislation offering legal status and possible citizenship to undocumented workers. It's the latest of several proposals. Yesterday, President Bush urged senators to pass a bill as quickly as possible.
I urge the senators to continue to work toward getting a comprehensive bill, a bill that'll help us secure our borders.
And that will include a guest worker program, he said. Religious leaders are adding their voices to the debate, and that's where we go next. One of the most prominent is Cardinal Roger Mahoney of Los Angeles, who addressed the issue at a special mass yesterday. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
At the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels, Cardinal Mahoney stood before hundreds of congregants and urged them to fast and pray.
Asking the Lord to intervene with grace and enlightenment, especially with our elected officials.
It was not the first time Cardinal Mahoney has waded into the immigration debate. A longtime immigrant advocate who marched with Cesar Chavez, Mahoney has blasted the shrill tone of the battle in Capitol Hill, which he says has been played out across the country.
I have heard some of the radio talk shows in recent weeks, and I have been so disappointed in the rhetoric, so saddened by the meanness that I hear. And that is not what we need in our country, certainly not at this critical moment.
Outside the cathedral, reaction to the cardinal's message was mixed. There was strong support from Republican worshiper Stan Hayden.
I think he's right on. It is his job to speak out on an issue that touches on morality.
An opposition from Homer Sweezy, a Catholic visitor from Des Moines, Iowa.
Their political motive should be just to encourage your people, but not to take a position. They have no place, this separation of church and state.
But Cardinal Mahoney isn't alone. In Washington, D.C. yesterday, a group of evangelical leaders also called on lawmakers to pass compassionate immigration reform.
There is a moral impetus to what drives us here today.
Reverend Sam Rodriguez is with the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference.
The evangelical perspective is a tad different in the fact that it does present a viable compromise. We are strong on law and order and the protection of our borders. We are not calling for amnesty. We are calling for a guest worker program. What we're looking for is, at the end of the day, a marker that will resonate with the Judeo-Christian value system of our nation.
Many religious leaders often feel an obligation to speak out, says Professor Juan Martinez of the Fuller Seminary in Pasadena. He notes that church leaders often take stands on moral issues that are also political.
If you read both the Hebrew scriptures and the Christian scriptures, what commonly called the Old Testament, the New Testament, one of the things that leadership always has is a prophetic voice, much more than a partisan voice. And that prophetic voice doesn't stand with the left or with the right. It stands with, how do we understand what God wants in the world?
But Martinez says that can sometimes lead to internal conflicts within the church and tension felt by some worshipers. At St. Monica's Church on LA's west side, pastoral assistant Delis Alejandro says her congregation is evenly divided on the issue of immigration.
Many people feel strongly that we should abide by the laws of the country. On the other hand, people had questions about why would we need to stop helping people in order to abide by those laws. I mean, one woman in a conversation to me said, you know, it's almost like they're asking us to be unchristian.
For many Catholic churches in California, the call for compassion is one that will be emphasized this weekend on one of the church's most important days, Palm Sunday. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles. Now-